Humility should not be equated with low self-esteem. Right? So modern psychology, which is descended from humanism, they're trying to encourage people to believe in themselves. So much so that in the modern world, people are aggressive, beyond assertive. So they've gone beyond submissiveness, humility, being virtuous, admirable, desirable qualities, to in the Darwinian world where only the strong survive, and what is it, survival of the fittest. We're being told, you've got to be assertive, aggressive, go for it, because you're number one, you're worth it. All of this kind of thing, which is the antithesis of spiritual culture. Because for the finite, any finite, to think that they are the infinite, or by another name, God, is the ultimate folly or foolishness. Right? To think that you're the supreme entity, that the universe revolves around you. But what is preventing this is this ego. I'm nobody's servant. I don't bow down to anyone. And it's not even true. It's just, posturing. We bow down all the time to all sorts of people and to all sorts of circumstances. We're humbled, we're humiliated. Not just humbled, humiliated. By Prabhupada says in one of his purports in the Bhagavad Gita, when one realizes that material existence is a constant source of perplexity at every step, it behooves such a person to approach a spiritual master. So we have this ego that won't allow us to admit, I'm lost. What to speak of others, I can't even take care of myself. I need help. Right? As Guru Maharaj tells in the beginning of Sri Guru and His Grace, to error is human. And to error is inevitable for all of us, being imperfect. So, but, he said, there is an element within us that seeks perfection. Right? That's an interesting situation. Admittedly, we're acknowledging we're imperfect and we're prone to commit mistakes. But there's something in us that's always searching for perfection, that's searching for the ideal counterpart to our heart, what our heart is searching for. Despite statistical evidence to the contrary that you will ever find that in any real and lasting substantial way, we're hardwired spiritually to seek beauty, love, charm, sweetness, personified. That's what we're searching for. The imperfect is searching for the perfect. We're searching for the ideal. We're searching for the absolute. That is what life is. That is what existence is, actually. It's not a religion, a religious thing, a religious idea. It's reality. As once Guru Maharaj said, Krishna consciousness is reality, and it's in your interest to become acquainted with this reality. It's not an Hinduism or an Indian religion or something a particular group of people believe. It's reality, and we have to start thinking of it that way. Therefore, he used that expression, reality the beautiful. Search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. The ultimate reality is beautiful.